Farmers looking for long-term success and sustainability in cropping are encouraged to adopt diversity in their crop rotations. Agronomy field specialist Clarence Winter with SDSU Extension says small grains and corn go hand in hand.
We need those small grains to grow corn, and we need corn to be able to grow small grains, and the yield is vice versa, right? So if you're a farmer that's very intent on growing corn, I really implore anyone to diversify their rotation. Spring-seeded small grains are able to accomplish that.
Spring wheat, oats, and other small grains offer the advantage of early planting, with dormant seeding feasible for spring wheat. Even the traditional planting time of March and April enables growers to check off some fields before the rush of row crop seeding. In addition, small grains balance out the residue of broadleaf crops.
It's a really good addition into our crop rotation, especially with things like broadleafs, whether that's, you know, soybeans, sunflowers, canola. It kind of reestablishes that residue that we're really looking for.
Small grain varieties developed in South Dakota are high-yielding and suited to the climate of the state. Winter encourages farmers to study the South Dakota Crop Performance Trial results to assess varieties for yield, disease tolerance, and other agronomic traits.
Number one, you want to look at multiple years' worth of data. Every year we have is a little different, and every year is going to favor a specific variety a little bit more than the others. So looking at that three-year average is really going to give you the most informed opinion.
Crop diversity has always been critical to high yields and long-term productivity. As farmers assess their 2026 rotations, including small grains adds resilience, greater weed and insect control options, as well as enhanced residue to conserve soil and moisture. I'm Pam Geppert reporting for the South Dakota No-Till Association.